Greenstone, there's history to be discovered here. The Nakina Museum, referred to locally as Our House, is officially open for the summer, inviting residents and tourists alike to stop in and peruse a broad variety of artifacts and images showcasing the unique history of Nakina. Brian Downey, president of the Nakina Heritage Corporation and manager of the Nakina Museum, told Dougal Media it's been about 20 years since the museum was established. We became incorporated in 2004 and we're a not-for-profit organization. We're doing quite well. I have 3 summer students there right now, he said. He added he's had summer students helping out since the museum opened in 2004. They keep the building open so people can come in and look around and see what's in there, he said. Downey was the last reeve of Nakina and served on Greenstone's Municipal Council for a year following its amalgamation into a municipality. He said he's been around a long time and, as such, he recognized the need for a physical location to collect and commemorate Nakina's long history. In fact, the building which houses the Nakina Museum was built in 1923 around the same time the town itself began developing, making it the perfect place for a museum dedicated to town history. Downey singled out an old, wind-up gramophone from the early 1900s as one of his favorite pieces at the museum. It's huge, it's pretty high and it's all nice wood with a great big, thick record. You crank it up, he said. Those who visit the museum can also purchase merchandise such as t-shirts and sweaters from Nakina's centennial celebrations last year, in addition to non-clothing items such as mugs, tote bags, beer cozies, caps, and buttons among other things. A copy of We Ain't Done Fightin' Yet by local author Betty Swanson is included for free with any purchase. The museum is open Monday to Thursday from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m.